sowing and reaping. Another parable concerning sowing and reaping. And it is such a wonderful illustration of the gospel in our lives. And we'll read this together. I want to encourage you this year to make your Bible a tool and a weapon, amen, against our enemy. How many knows you got enemies, spiritual enemies? I'm not talking about your neighbor across the road that shot your dog. I'm talking about spiritual enemies, amen, that the Bible said that Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I want to tell you something about this formidable enemy. He's a coward, too. You say, he don't seem like a coward to me. The Bible said if you'll resist him steadfast in the faith, he'll flee from you. He'll run for the hills. That's the problem. Amen. We are trying to fight our enemy and our own. How many remembers those seven sons of Sceva? They tried to cast the devil out, and the devil jumped on them and whipped them, ripped their clothes off of them, and sent them out naked. Y'all remember reading that? They said, where'd we go wrong? Well, they said, Paul, I know, and Jesus, I know, but we don't know you. You're a pretender. Now, if you're a pretender, you're liable to get whipped. But if you'll stand steadfast in the faith in Jesus Christ, if you'll call that name of the Son of God, the least little old weak puny grandmother, amen, that's got the Spirit of God in her, can say to the devil, boo, and he'll run. Well, y'all ain't really hollering amen at me, but it's what the Bible said. Praise God. I want to see us have some victory, amen, in our lives. Sin's the problem, amen. Sin's the enemy that destroys our lives. We allow sin to have reign in our lives. Sin is like, in a sense, like that horrible disease, like leprosy in the Bible. It's no cure, amen, except the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I want to encourage you to make your Bible your tool and your sword. We need to, instead of constantly being, hoarded in behind the fort, we need to attack the enemy. Come on now. The Bible said, up on this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hell will not prevail against the church. Come on now. I'd love to go out there in the highways and hedges and break somebody loose from the devil, wouldn't you? I would. I'd like to see us do that. I want you to look in the 13th chapter and... another parable, verse 24, 13 and 24. Another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came. Now, here's a parable, a story that Christ is telling as a parable to teach a spiritual, real story to those that are listening to him. And he said, a man went out and sowed good seed. The problem is not the seed. He sowed good seed in the field, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. Now, tare was a very aggressive weed type deal that wasn't wheat, nothing you could eat, nothing good. But according to my studies, it had a similitude before the fruit of looking like wheat in a way. But, you know, naturally when it grew and the fruit was produced, it didn't produce fruit. It wasn't wheat, it was a weed. So when the blade was sprung up, brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said to him, Sir, did thou not sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? Where did this tares? Where did these weeds come? I thought you sowed. We saw you out there sowing. Then where did this come from? He said to them, an enemy hath done this. Something going on here that doesn't meet the eye. And he said, the servant said to him, well, what do you want us to do about it? You want us to go and gather the tares out from the wheat? But he said, nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn. Now, I could go down through here and preach each verse, teach like I usually do, and I probably will. But I want us this morning to share the master's interpretation of this, and then because that's what I would refer to. But they said unto him, of course he went into another parable. I'm going to have to skip a few verses. And I want to go and read to you the interpretation of the Savior on this scripture. We talked to you last Sunday about, you know, the good soil in the seed and preaching the gospel and how that seed goes into the heart. How many of you can remember in your life when the gospel seed first began to take root in your life? How many can remember it? Huh? Brother Needham this morning talking about his parents. And I've heard Brother Horton talk about his dad that was a helper in the church, lived for God. And I got to see the pictures he brought to church when he came and saw all them old-timers out there. You heard him say that he knew about God, knew how to live for God by watching his mom and dad who were devoted Christian people. Somewhere, God, amen, that some of that seed, Brother Needham, that you'd heard and been cast in your life, no doubt your dad had sowed seed in your life many times. But it was on that January night, 29 years ago, amen, that seed found the soil that had been prepared for that seed. And it took root and began to grow. Amen. Now we've got another parable, And here's a man that goes out and sows seed in his field. And while men slept, there's so many implications in these verses. And you know, I'm really not going to take each one and try to dwell on each thought in here. But I want you to know that there is an enemy, amen, to our lives that wants to destroy what God would do in our life. And I'm going to turn here now, and I'm going to read to you the explanation of these tares and wheat. And see if we can get something out of this for our own souls. Amen, this morning. So, skipping a few verses down to verse 36. Jesus sent the multitude away. And he went to the house, and his disciples came to him and said, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. And he said unto them, he that soweth the good seed. Now, every character in this parable, amen, has a real implication. Now, the first thing we see, the Bible said that the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man which sowed good seed in his field. Who is that man that sows the seed? He explains it right here. He said, he that soweth good seed is the Son of Man. How many knows that Jesus called himself the Son of Man more than anything else that names that he had? Amen. He took authority in the fact that he was God, he was divine, but he came down, amen, to be a man. He came in flesh, and he wanted them to relate to him. And he said, so he that soweth the seed is the Son of Man, which is Jesus Christ himself. Amen. He left the splendors of glory. He came down with the kingdom of God. amen, to preach repentance of your sins, amen, and forgiveness through and by the power of the blood of the Son of God. Can you say amen? And so, amen, we see that the Son of God has sowed the seed in the field. Now, notice the field. What is the field? Verse 38. The field in this illustration is the world. Amen. That's where you and I live. That's the, you know, and the field is a wonderful opportunity. Praise God. You know, as times get harder, how many of you have already, in the last year or so, plowed up that old garden spot again? Anybody? Maybe you never quit. Well, how many is thinking about, if I had a good spot, I might plow it up this spring? Anybody? Let's see the hand. Anybody? Well, I'll tell you what. I may sell some stuff. I may get me one. Nobody got a garden in here? How many's got plans of plowing? Amen. Why? Why is that? Why do you do that? Why go out there in that old ground and go to the trouble, Brother Keith? Why do that? I know why you do. Because the old preacher will be bumming green beans off of you again. You know why? Because you know the potential of plowing that soil and putting that seed in there. You say, oh, preacher, come on, we're smarter than that. Let's look at it a minute. If there was no potential, there'd be no need to make the effort. Why do we have church this morning? Why do we come out here? Woo, hallelujah. Do the things we do. Go through the routine. Yawn and bore and stretch. And you think, here we go again. I don't look at it like that. I know something you may not know. I know we have a field here this morning. And if we can plow that field, that's kind of what I did Wednesday night. Plow the field. And when you plow the field a little bit and put the good seed in there, amen, you can expect a harvest. Somebody say amen. That's what we're going to do in 2011. That's what we're going to do all year long. God gives us grace and health to do it. I've learned this year that sometimes you get down, you can't do nothing. But if we're going to have health, amen, and even in our children, I looked at these 21 little kids up here, praise God, and you look at them up there, and sometimes they'll get up there and get to butting heads and kicking one another and act like, you know what they act like? Act like kids, don't they? Surprise, surprise. But I'll tell you what we're doing. We're getting them up there clapping their hands and singing about the Lord. We're going to let the Lord sow some seed in their life. The Bible said, train them up in the way they go. They should go. And when they're old, they'll never depart from it. What do you mean? They'll always be saved. They'll never get away from that training. Amen. That Christ has put in their life as seed in a field. This parable, amen, tells us that the good Lord, our good master, is the sower of the good seed. And the field he's sowing in, amen, is us. Amen. The people of this world. What a grand that you and I have this morning to put the gospel seed into somebody's life. Oh man, I'm about to get excited here. Woo. Let me read a little more. I want to worry you. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. The tares are the children of the wicked one. You see where this is going? Christ came and he won people that responded to him. Amen. Are in this world. Seed. He likened them to his people. Seed in the world. What does seed do? Come on, church. I want to preach to you a little bit. Amen. You know what would transform our church? And I love our church. But it's if the preaching, I preach Wednesday night and probably some more tonight. Don't lay out. But I preached on we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things we've heard. Amen. Do you know what happens when you come to a church like this or another church that preaches the gospel? and you open your heart to the word of the Lord, and the Spirit works on you, and the Spirit moves, and you pray at the altar, and tears flow, and your heart softens up, and that takes root in your heart, it's going to change the way you live your life. Not only will it change the way you live your life, it'll change you. It'll make you tender-hearted instead of hard-hearted. It'll give you an eternal vision instead of a day-by-day vision. It'll give you a love for eternal things more than a love for temporal things. It'll give you a desire to be Christ-like instead of carnal and worldly. I'm telling you, the seed of the gospel, it'll give you liberty in your spirit instead of chains on your soul. It'll give you, amen, a heart of love and forgiveness and compassion, amen, more than a hardness and a selfishness. I'm telling you, to be born again is the same as from death unto life. Come on now. You say it doesn't affect me that way. I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to pray through. Hallelujah. Anybody understand what I'm talking about? Say amen if you do. Now notice, he said the field, the seed, and the tares of the wicked one. Now look at, are the children of the wicked one. I'm going to preach this to you here. Now listen. And it says, the enemy that sowed them is the devil. Now we got to get this down here. He's pointing this all out. He told us what the seed was, the children of God. The tares were the seed of the wicked one. He told us that the Son of Man was the one that sowed the seed. And now he points out the enemy. While men slept. I want you to notice this. Amen. And you know, I've preached this many times. And it's a good text to preach about the slumber and the sleep of the world. And how that comes on you. Amen. But you know, it really in this sense, and you know, sleep is really a natural thing. And it's healthy for you. They say you ought to get 8 hours a night. Well, how's 8 hours every 2 nights? Huh? I don't know if that's going to add up or not. If it's beauty rest, I'm way behind. You knew that already, didn't you? Huh? But while men slept, the enemy came. What did he do? He planted among the wheat of God the tares of the devil. And the only time you could tell the difference in it was when they began to bear fruit. Huh? Oh, I don't want to get into it. This is not my message today, but I'm going to tell you something. Everything that says hallelujah, glory, is not a child of God. And I don't believe we ought to scrutinize and, you know, just suspect one another. Are you one of them? I can't live under that kind of pressure. But I'll tell you what, if you want to know a wolf in sheep's clothing, just track him. He'll have a wolf's track. Track his life. Come on now. That's why the Bible said, know them that labor among you. Put your hands suddenly on no man. That's right. Somebody come flaming through town with a medicine wagon selling some kind of potion on the back. You better wait and find out about them. Do like Sister Horton. I was over there at the Hortons one time and got a phone call, and Preacher Horton wasn't there. And it was another preacher from another church out of town and said, do you know so-and-so? Or said, he's not here. I heard Sister Horton on the phone. I couldn't help but hear her. She said, he's not here. No. And this preacher was telling her on the other end of the phone, somebody come through wanting to preach, and he didn't know him. He said, I'll call to see if he knew him. And I heard her say, well, you better feed him with a long-handled spoon till you find out a little more about him. What's that mean? Oh, come on, you know what that means. Amen. We're in the last day at everything. Amen. But I'll tell you, if you wait till the fruit, amen, how many would like to bear fruit in your life? Fruit under righteousness. Huh? Come on now, am I telling you right or not? So what are we going to do? We got an enemy, and I want you to know, I remember one night, and you've heard me tell, I ain't got any new stuff to tell you. But I remember one night, my family was just young. All of them wasn't born, just a couple of little kids, and lived in a little house over at Wardell. Years ago, 30 years ago, I guess, or more. And I remember one night lying there and just waking up in the middle of the night and feeling like that an intruder had come in. I just, you know, anybody ever do that? I'm not paranoid. We don't ever lock the doors. Now, if something's gone, I'll suspect y'all first off. You know my secret now. Keeps anybody from breaking out the windows. And so I just felt like somebody was in the house. I kind of woke up, and I, you know, back then I was young and could sleep. And so I just kind of thought about it a minute and mumbled a little prayer, Lord, keep your hand upon us. And I went back to sleep. A few minutes, woke up again. And I thought, boy, I believe there's something in you. Felt funny. So I prayed a little bit more. I went back to sleep. You said, surely you did. Didn't you get up? I didn't get up. But a little while later, I woke up again and I heard a voice. You say, well, you don't have to believe it. And it said to me, your enemy hath come. Brother Darrell, you think I just said, went back to sleep? Mm-mm. Out of there I came. And I knew he wasn't talking about the neighbor with a shotgun. He was talking about the devil. And I bailed out of that bed, buddy. I'm telling you, and I'm not that spiritual guy. But I mean, my heart was a-pounding. My little old kids in there. My wife in there. Everything I owned in there, which wasn't much. But the enemy had come. Sometimes we forget there's an enemy. And we don't watch. And we don't get ready. Where did these tears... Sometimes you get in a church, and I'm going to tell you, the devil will plant tares right in the church. I'll tell you, I wouldn't go to church if it wasn't for them hypocrites down there. I'm tired of hearing that. Where else would you find a hypocrite? Well, where else would you find one? It ain't no big revelation that they might be a hypocrite at the church. That's where they go. If they didn't go to church, it wouldn't be a hypocrite, now would it? Y'all ain't getting this deep message. Huh? So don't act like you're so, a hypocrite. That's like going to the zoo and saying, animals. No shock. Hey, we're going to come to church because Christ is here. He's the purest thing ever was. Amen? But they may be tired. Well, what do we do? And here's another idea, and I wish I could preach to you a little bit more this morning. I'm trying to obey the Lord. I know there's a lot of things needing to be done, but I got to do it like I feel, don't I? And I'm trying to follow the Lord. The enemy sows things in your life, amen, that you don't know hardly how. And you know, a lot of times we don't ask the Lord of the field, how do you want me to handle it? We just go to jerking them up. You can't do that. The roots are entwined now. You pull up a tear. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right here. Hey, there's been time, and this is not really my message, but hey, there's been times that you tolerate adults because they're little children. I don't see why, how Brother Randy puts up with that. Come on, Kate, say amen, buddy. Huh? I'll tell you, I've got one on my side this morning. Huh? I'm going to tell you, sometimes you tolerate because they got a little young'un eating at their table, and you jerk them out. I'll tell you what, I'd run that off if they went to my... Oh, yeah, they're not going to your church. Boy, I can quieten things down the best there was. I'd probably get the Olympic medal for quietening churches down. I'm do good at that. Amen. You know what the Lord said? I said, now say it with me. You know what the Lord said? Let them grow. Forever? How long? Till the end. To the judgment. I want you to notice it. I remember one time, I believe in holiness. If you don't believe it, you should have been here Wednesday night. I believe in it. If you want to call that holiness. Now, a lot of people call just the external things stuff holiness, but that's not where holiness begins. It begins in here. I hope you know I know that. It begins in right in here. If y'all all dressed up and look like cookie cutter saints, and didn't have your heart right, it wouldn't be no good. I know that. But I also believe in the outer holiness too. Huh? Let them grow. He said, let them grow. There was a lady one time, I was preaching, and you know, sometimes you get into things that are controversial. And I know I know my dear saints, I love y'all. Sometimes I know you don't know what I'm going to do, and you're holding your breath. Lord, he's going to kill them. And, you know, but really, if it's the right anointing, you ain't going to kill nothing that's alive. It's already dead anyway, you know. But, you know, sometimes you get to looking at it, you're going to let it grow. And I remember a lady come to me, and, boy, she was mad because I'd crossed over a little of her, you know, her way of living and looking. Oh, somebody pray for me. And she got mad, and boy, she got, you ever been cornered by a mad lady? Huh? She got right in my face and she said, you're trying to tell me that you actually think that I'll go to hell for doing this? Well, what would you have told him? You said, you're going to have to give us more information. I ain't going to right now. I don't want you in my face. I was on the spot, Brother Darrell. What did I tell her? Do I say, yes, you're going to go to hell like a bullet? I tell you, I was just in a bind. You know what I told her? Y'all want to know? I said, I guess we'll wait and see. Was that a good answer, Brother Jeremy? You know what? She turned pale. I said, she turned white as a ghost when she thought about waiting and see. That was the right thing to tell her. You said it didn't sound too smart to me. It's what I felt like telling her. We'll just wait and see. Who's tares and who's wheat? We're going to find out, aren't we? That's what puts the fear of God in me. It ain't that people call me, even I'm broke down, they call me woman. I cannot understand that. Half dead. I'm about dead. Huh? That don't make me right because somebody wants to hear me preach. Oh, you ain't getting this, are you? Time will tell. Am I doing all right? I got 3 more minutes. You think I can last out that long? Come on now. Boy, I'm feeling better. Y'all prayed so good. I'm feeling good. Woo, and you're paying for it. How about that? Huh? I guess time will tell, won't it? Won't it? Tares of the wheat. And I believe a church ought to have a creed, a conduct, a standard of living. It ought to be the Bible. That's right. I don't believe we stand at the door and say, you can't come, you can't come in, you can't come. Oh, you don't, that ain't the way it is. No way. And even here, I'm not the judge to the point where I come, I can see fruit on people's lives and I can make an intelligent judgment. I sure can, a righteous judgment. But when it comes to the end, you know who's going to separate the wheat and the tares. Don't you know it? Woo! Feel the Holy Ghost in here, and I want to tell you, if you're here this morning, listen to me. If you're here this morning, amen, I wouldn't wait till that day to start working on my future. That's a gamble. That'd be a gamble, I'm telling you, to wait that long. And notice what he said. He said, don't do this. Don't uproot them. Don't let this hinder the way we're operating. Just let them grow up till that day, and the tares and the wheat are going to be separated. Who by? What did it say? Who separated? Who what? Let me read it. Well, I feel like preaching to you a little bit this morning. Amen. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels. You see that? You didn't say amen when I told you the Son of Man earlier was the one sowed the seed. But right there, he says it again, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels. It's talking about the Son of God. And they shall gather out of the kingdom, out of his kingdom, all things that offend, and them which do iniquity. You hear what I'm saying? Woo! I'll tell you what, a holiness preacher, and I don't know if that's the right term to call it, But I'll tell you what, you get your finger pointed at you a lot of times, and people say you're just fundamental, dogmatic, fanatic, hard-hearted, mean, judgmental. I've had all of that said, and I try to love people of the love of Christ that he put in me. But in the end of this picture, I see he sends the angels down to gather those out of his kingdom that offend, those that sin, those that commit iniquity. I want to tell you something this morning. If you're practicing sin and iniquity in your life, he's going to gather you out of the kingdom. And what's he going to do to them? And I did not write this, and I'm not a apologizing for it. Amen. But he said they're going to take them out and burn them. Amen. And you say you enjoy that? I do not. And the Son of God, amen, was not happy, amen, that people would be lost, for he was not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. Amen. My heart, I love you. Amen. This morning, but I can't stand here and tell you that you're all right when you're all wrong. And if you're offending in your deed, and you're committing iniquity in your life, you are in terrible danger. It ain't a matter of trying to measure up to my standard, or the standard of a church, or the church up the road, or up the holler, or on the hill. It's measuring up to what thus saith the word of the Lord. Now this parable, you know, in all this world out here, there are wheat and there are tares. They will be uprooted in the end by the angel of the Lord. Amen. And they'll be handled just like the one. The tares will be burned. And the wheat will be brought into the garner. Now, brother and sister, I'm not a great theologian, but that's pretty simple to me. Now, there's a lot of messages in here, and I'm done. I'm closing up right now. There's a lot of messages in this one scripture, Brother Tommy. I preached a lot out of it. I preached on the enemy. I preached that many times. I preached on the field many times. I've preached on several facets of this scripture. This morning, the lesson, amen, is simple. It is plain. How many knows it's simple? Amen. I want to be, amen, one of the good seed. Don't you? You say, well, I just don't believe it like you do. And I've heard that lately, the last year or two, I've heard that a dozen times. Just don't believe it. Like, it doesn't matter what I believe. It's what did God say. I try to believe what God said. Don't make this a personal matter between me and you. Don't make it a personal matter between you and your spouse. Don't make it a personal matter between you and the man on the job. This is between you and God. Is that right? Would you stand? God bless you. Love you. How many feels the Lord here this morning? You then, I'm gonna make a little plea here before we go. Would you listen to this right here? She'll cast them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing. And you say, well, he's talking about wheat and tares. Now, wheat does not wail. And it doesn't gnash with teeth. He is using a natural lesson of sowing and reaping to tell a spiritual truth. Somebody is going to go to hell. It don't have to be you. It don't have to be me. The Bible said, he shall cast them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. And then he closes this parable out with, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. That's what I want to talk to you. Would you bow your heads just a minute?